Hello, my name is Wilfried Vipano. I'm the scriptwriter of the Wolf in Underpants book.
I understand that it is the woman who does your drawings who came up with the idea. Her children were afraid of wolves and she wanted them to not be afraid of wolves. But then you took that idea and you wrote all these stories.
Yes, the character at the beginning had a very private life. It was just in our first kid bedroom, and that was it. It was just one painting, which is right here in the demo. And yes, I thought the character had quite a deepness and what it takes to become a very popular hero for youth literature.
Because he's not a big bad wolf. He's a nice wolf, but he's also a philosopher, which if you say that to people, they're going to say, oh God, that's going to be boring. And how can children relate? But actually, your books are amazing because there is philosophy, but it's also very child-friendly.
Yes, he's not a big bad wolf. He's halfway between the wise guy and the idiot. He's sometimes very innocent and sometimes also more like Diogenes, the Greek philosopher, living very simply and slightly on the side of society, not really involved in this forest community that we have.
Now, one of your books, which I just read recently, speaking of being on the side, is that I think it's the squirrel who gets the trademark on the underpants, and then so the wolf can't wear them anymore, can't buy them.
Yeah, the squirrel in our series is for the business reflex, is making money out of everything. First of all, about the chestnut business in the forest. But he is also able to make business about anything, and especially about the fear. He's very good as taking money out of the other people's fear. Fear of the war, fear of the future, fear of not having enough food. He's very good at it. And then he's representing more or less capitalism in our little world.
And there's an anti-wolf league. Even though the wolf is not a bad guy, they're going to protect everybody from him.
Yes, because in the first book of the series, it speaks about the business of the fear, how a lot of people can take benefit from the feeling of being insecure, not the reality of being insecure, but the feeling, which is quite different. About the reality, there's no money to make, but about the feeling, then you can. So a lot of people in the forest are selling anti-wolf things, anti-wolf traps, anti-wolf fences, anti-wolf alarms. There's also a bookstore selling only books about the crimes of the wolf. And so everybody is living in his fear of this unknown creature that nobody has seen so far. And everybody is very anxious. And the squirrel who's around here, he sells chestnut sweet sugar things to deal with anxiety. So he's very good at making money out of anxiety.
But again, how do you take those serious issues and you work on them so that children can appreciate them and learn from them?
Yes, on each album we pick up a main philosophical subject or society point of view, and then we make fun out of it so that the children can both be entertained and think about it. What we're trying to do mainly is to bring questions and no answers. We leave the answers upon the parents. We like to accompany the children, the young readers, into their questions about fear, about work, about possessing things, about fashion. We have a lot of themes, but the questions will get no answers in the book. The answers will come from the teachers, the parents, the grandparents, whoever they will read the book with.
And what's next for the wolf?
What's next for the wolf? An animation program that we're working on. So it's a bit long to make animation, but we're working on 3 26-minute episodes. And so far, that's it.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.